Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, platonic relationship.
Are they going to keep on hoping that this thing is going to develop into something? And when that does not happen, they start to resent you.
No way.
Why?
No way. Like, I'm married to my woman, like my wife. We have a platonic relationship. Why?
Platonic relationship is a companionship or a friendship, especially between two people of opposite sex, that is characterized by the absence of intimacy. But can a man and a woman just be friends or have a spiritual affection? Is it healthy, a possibility, or not? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Okay, now it's time to welcome to our show, all the way from the city of Golden, Ghana, Na Amele Kote, a.k.a. Nyota. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sunday. Thank you.
You're welcome. And all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, our regular contributor, Lucy Lovemore. Welcome back.
Yay. Hi, guys.
Hello, hello.
Pleasure to be in the show. I love it.
All right. We love it, too, to be here, too. And from Nairobi, Kenya, please welcome back Mani Joseph Muya, Tuakuze founder. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Sunday. I'm delighted to be part of today's show.
All right. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing platonic relationship. Well, platonic relationship has its challenges, and sometimes some of the people get disappointed involved in this kind of relationship. So why is that happening? I spoke to my colleague Solomon Abo, and I wanted to know his take.
I think, to be fair, sometimes, like, you just want to have, like me, okay, I'm speaking for myself, okay?
Okay.
I just want to be, like, I know, like, most of the relationships I've been in, I try to be, like, I just want us to be friends, you know, like, I have intentions, but, like, because of my beliefs, I'm a Christian, I believe, like, that, you know, I have to be pure. And I have to marry when I'm pure, right? So like, I have in my mind that we should have a friendship lens to know each other, get to understand who we are, like what we are into. Is it possible? Are we compatible? What is the future going to be like? You know, that's my journey, right? Most cases, I like, you know, like what you call the platonic relationship. It's my thing. Like, I love that.
You enjoy that more than anything else.
I do, but it doesn't mean it's an easy thing to do. You
okay.
know, like, especially when you have feelings for it.
Exactly. Because, yeah. You know, you're opposite. So opposites usually attract.
Of course. It's so strong, man. Sometimes you can't help
especially
it.
When the friendship is so close and close and close.
Yeah.
And that's why some people say there have to be some limitations. Are you telling me the same platonic relationship needs to have red lines in order for it to flourish? Or what are you saying?
I think, like, if both of you agree that, like, we want to be in a platonic relationship, we definitely need to have, like, some boundaries. Because if not, right,
yeah.
you would go over platonic. You would jump over that wall.
Mm-hmm.
If you have feelings towards each other, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be together, but you still want to be platonic. It means that you still love each other. You have emotional connections to each other. But you just don't want to be sexual, right?
Right.
For me, like, here's what has worked for me. Like, what I do is that I tell you, the lady, that, hey, this is what I believe, right? This is what I think, you know, because I believe that sexual desires, like, always start with one person,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it's always better to vocalize it, like, tell the other person, hey, this is where I stand. She also tell you where she stands. We can say, okay, this is what we can do. This is what maybe we can kiss.
Mm-hmm.
We can hold hands. We can hug, but we won't go, like, overboard. You know, like, those boundaries help.
Oh, yeah.
If not, you would jump those walls. I guarantee you. I nearly jumped one.
Thank you, Solomon Abo. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing platonic relationship. Now, right back to the studio. Platonic relationship is the topic, and I wanted to ask my friends in the studio right now, maybe. Is this form of friendship complicated?
Oh, I actually love it.
Okay.
My best friend happens to be a boy.
Uh-huh.
Happens to be a man. Yes. And we've been going for about 8, 7 years. Yes. And we rather have problems with people not believing that you're best friends. They think, yes, and change the path, and they always want to find out. How come you're just friends? Are you sure you're just friends? And they find it difficult to believe, but just between the two of us, you know, it's nothing more than pure friendship, very pure team friendship that is going on between us. So I think I love it very much. It gives me the platform to get to know it better. Devoid of really sexual connotations that might get you blinded, or that might just get you blinded and see things clearly. So you just see things very, very clearly without any emotional attachments and stuff like that. So I love it.
Okay. You love and enjoy this relationship, my friend. That's very nice, now, Amale. Now, tell me, from the perspective of a guy, sometimes people say we feel different from ladies, but I don't know. Tell me your experience, Lucy, love more. How is this friendship about? You think it's very easy to have and maybe people enjoy, or maybe you personally? What do you think about platonic relationship?
Oh, well, I really enjoy that because I get along better with guys.
Oh, really?
And and almost all of my best friends are guys.
Wow.
And it's friends, just pure friendships. And it's so easy. I mean, it becomes difficult in the first, let's say, first few weeks,
mm-hmm.
because the intentions will be different, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
From a guy's perspective, will be, you know, always trying their luck. But you must get to a point where you sit down and you talk about it and you tell them exactly what you want from this.
So are you trying to make sure that you want to?
That
you have to have a red line.
You just want to have a friendship,
mm-hmm.
and that's how you want it. And going forward, it's always one of the most pleasant friendships a person can have.
Mm.
I really enjoy them because you never get to gossip. There's no gossiping. There's no talking about each other behind each other's back.
Yeah.
You know, it's always straightforward. It's always, I just love my guy relationships or friendships.
Mm. Okay.
If I may put it that way.
Right. Okay. It's mm-hmm. difficult. You have a point here, Lucy, that you put across. It's difficult in the beginning because we're all different.
Very.
We have,
we
are opposing sex.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it's different opposing sex, sometimes there's attraction involved, you know? Men are from Mars, that famous book says, and women from Venus.
Yeah.
So it is not easy in the beginning, as you say it. But maybe we should hear from a guy himself.
They're hoping they're not friend-zoned. Because they know once you drop them in the friend zone, they're gone, literally. You know, there's no chance. So they always hoping, you know, don't friend zone them.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me, Joseph Mani Muya, from a guy's point of view, and Lucy put it very well, it's very hard in the beginning because there are some different intentions. Tell me about that. What do you think about this kind of friendship and relationship?
Well, I think with different people, it's going to be different experiences, but for me, the common denominator is that I think it will either end in some romance or, like, something, yeah?
Mm.
Because, as you said, we are two different opposite sexes, and there's that attraction.
Yeah.
So I don't really think, I'm not convinced that these platonic relationships really work, because at some point, I don't know, it will keep on coming, and there's a time when it has ruined the friendship and whatnot, or in another perspective, it will just graduate the relationship to something else, maybe something more romantic, but I don't think that honestly, really platonic relationships can last.
Cannot last. So you think it's just a short-term process, and in this short-term process, most expect it will graduate to be something else. Okay. Very well put. Very well put, my friend. Hold it right there.
Interesting.
Yes, it's very interesting. Let's listen to the other point here. Yeah. So hold it right there. Platonic relationship is a topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences and questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in studio with Na Amali Kote, Lucy Lovemore, and Joseph Mani Muya. Tonight, discussing platonic relationship. Now, listen to this. According to Dr. Arroyo's article on Psychology Today, he says, while men and women can be friends, it is difficult for the relationship to be entirely platonic because our genetics simply drive our attraction to the opposite sex. So, the likelihood that at least one party is drawn to the other intimately is very high, regardless of whether or not anything ever comes out of it. So this is the reason, he says, jealousy and infidelity exists, because we are not wired to be a monogamous species. Whether this is true or not, it's up to you. But anyway, I spoke to my colleague Abdul Shakur Abud, and I wanted to know his take. Does he think it's a possibility a man and a woman can just be friends?
I don't see any problems about that, because I know it exists a lot. Although my mom and my grandparents used to tell me, Shakur, there's no relation between a man and a woman. There's no way like without any sexual or love or intimacy. It's always there's something behind. There's always Iblis, as we call it, a shaitan, who will come in between you. The apple will always come there and take its part. But platonic relationship, if we talk about it, we know there's always a relationship in couples. Once you cross that red line, then it doesn't exist. But as long as you are behind that red line, that relationship exists.
And that is why, if I ask you, Shakur, some people say that, okay, you can be friends, but listen, most of the time they say, some researchers are talking about, men usually become friends expecting something will happen down the line. And women, all they're always friends, thinking nothing is going to happen. Are they being naive, or this is just part of the deal?
So I think so. This is part of nature by itself. Nature by itself, it happens. Two different sex always are attracted in one way or the other.
Right.
There's always some sort of attraction. But what is important is to understand your limits. When you're talking of relationship, you're talking of husband and wife. But you can have two single people who have good relations. They're not married, but they're very good friends. And it happens.
Yep.
It's all around a lot of things. There is, as researchers might say, it depends on the environment you're growing up. In Africa, it'll be different from America. Asia is totally different from Latin America.
Right.
So it's all a question of the environment, economic situation. Because as we know, in Africa, men always think that women is part of their object. So that mentality cannot and will not be able to entertain platonic relationship.
Right.
When you come to the developed countries, economically, men and women are always almost equal in many sense. Once we are equal in powers, economically, psychologically, politically, or whatever you may say, then there is that possibility. Attraction is in the back burner. But once those lines are crossed, then you don't have it anymore.
Thank you, Abdul Shakur Abud. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing platonic relationship. And back to the studio. Na Amali Kote, you enjoy your friendship. But Lucy says, it's only a short term in the beginning. If nothing happens there, then you will be okay. But it's very hard in the beginning. That's according to her. But also, according to an article by Dr. Jeremy Nicholson, he says that there is a point of attraction. And he says his research shows that when women come to this relationship and men, They come with different goals and desires sometimes. And although both may sometimes, be looking for a companionship and nothing more than that, plans may differ. Because it says more specifically, men appear to be more likely to look at opposite potential romantic partnership and all that. They hope something is going to happen. That's, he says, what men looks into that. And says women, in contrast, tend to prefer just a friendship, which provides protection and also resources. So, what were you looking for your friend? Is it protection? Is it resources? Or you have purely friendship? And when they came to you, you have never encountered someone hoping something to happen? Yeah, now, Amalie, go ahead. We'll listen to you.
Our friendship, my friendship started with quite weird issues and health complications. And I think he realized I was very quiet in class and I wouldn't talk to anybody. After class, I would just go to my hostel and not talk to anybody at all, not socialize. So that was how we got close, And then, so he coming was just to kind of satisfy some emotional needs that I probably needed by then, but I'm not for any other kind of relationship. So it just came clearly that we are going to be friends. Yeah, but then at the moment, I began to experience some emotional shift and wondering if I am in love with this person, or is this friendship, or is this some kind of brotherly love that I have towards this person. But then I had to complain that, hey, I really appreciate this friendship. This is someone who can be with me from 7 p.m. to like 2 a.m. and we're just talking and we're having a very nice conversation.
Okay. Now, Lucy Lovemore, you heard that. And you mentioned yourself that in the beginning is not very easy. And just like, just like what Dr. Jeremy Nicholson was saying, you know, some people come in expecting something to happen, you know, and that's where the problem starts. And if you go through that spot, you're okay. But tell me, Lucy Lovemore, how do you juggle and maintain a positive friendship if you come to such situations? And you have, I think you've mentioned yourself, you've seen that happening, right?
Yes, it happens quite a lot. And what needs to be done is you need to sit down and talk, because it's very easy to move from a friend zone into an enemy zone, because if you don't discuss your feelings and tell your friend how you feel about them, they're going to keep on hoping that this thing is going to develop into something. And when that does not happen, they start to resent you. Because what usually happens is, now you coming every time and you telling them about your relationship, and they're getting jealous because
they don't like it.
It's totally different. That's all the time I've came across that, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be treating it like a friendship, and I'll come and I'll, you know, vent. And this guy, all he wants is to be given a chance. And, you know, you're in between now. So you need to sit down, have that conversation to say, look, I can see what is going on here. I know that you might have feelings for me, but I'm honestly just looking for friendship, you know? And many a times, you can drift apart, or they can come to terms with it, and you move on with a very good friendship. But it almost reminds me of that song of, I think it's Luther Vandross, that says, it's not Luther Vandross, I forgot the singer, but it says, if we can't be friends if we can't be lovers.
Oh, really?
You know? There's a song that says,
you find some people who can say that.
Lovers.
Wow.
So in many cases, when guys approach you, it's never about friendship.
Really?
It's never about friendship.
So you want to tell Na Amalie to hear this?
It develop into something. Even if it's nothing serious, but they're hoping it develops. It's just somebody wrote about it,
uh-huh,
and said something like that, and it's very much true. It's never about friendships with guys.
Oh yeah,
they're always hoping that it will develop into something else. But with us women, sometimes it's just that.
Right, just looking for that protection, maybe.
You know, why is my guy treating me this way? Please explain it to me. Why are you guys like this? You know, and I do it all the time. Whenever I'm feeling down, I want my guy friends, especially if it has to do with a relationship, because I feel like they've got the answers.
Yeah.
So tell you, no, this guy is actually lying to you, is bullshitting you, all those things. They will be able to tell you.
So you can learn a lot.
If you're talking to another woman who would not really know what guy is going through.
Well,
that's just my truth.
Well, Mani Joseph Mui, I'm sure you're hearing all this. Ladies know that it's just not like that. But of course, we have seen now Amalie and also Lucy talking about having a lot of guy friends. So how are you guys making this happen? Before Mui, you can say anything. Let's listen to them, ladies. How do they manage to have all these friends if this is what really happens when guys are hoping for something?
Sunday.
Uh huh.
It's a technique that you need to master.
Really.
And it always lies on that first few weeks of meeting and having that conversation, because once you say it and that this is what I want from this. Guys have got this thing of not really wanting to walk away from something. They will always hope that it will develop into something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they know their limits. So you're safe.
So you have to establish some limits, or they know their limits. Yes. Okay.
Exactly. But now you are safe. He knows. You've let him know what you think about this whole thing, you know? So, and he also doesn't want to lose you. So
of course,
he will do the right thing.
Just to make sure he keeps the friendship.
And that might just grow into months and into years. Unless if you, as a woman, let down your guard.
Okay.
But if you never let down your guard, you can maintain it for many, many years.
Oh.
I'm talking from experience.
Absolutely. That's true.
Oh, really?
Is it? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I have, aside this, my best friends, I have other friends that, I mean, at every point in time, you have to make them know that, hey, I am this kind of woman. It's not going to go down easy. You have to make it clear. And then when that conversation is very clear between you, they begin to value you a lot. They won't do stuff and come tell you that, hey, I've done this.
Exactly.
And they know that they can always trust you with them. They are going to be a problem. You begin to realize that, okay, men have this very soft part in them that, aside the egoistic structure they always present out there, they have this very soft part that they're always needing and talking to. They're always needing some quality friendship time. Yeah, so it's like Lucy said, you need to master that art, be able to handle friendships with men. Or else you're going to find yourself in trouble every time. But if you're able to master it, you're going to make really good friendships. Because it is not easy maintaining friendships with fellow ladies.
Okay. Joseph Mani Muya, you had the ladies. But do you think this is a complicated kind of friendship with for men?
Maybe it's because you have two people like with different expectations. The guy is pushing for something, and the lady is like, hold on your breath. So that is why I would be like, those relationships don't work, and if they work, it's a lot of trouble and a lot of issues, a lot of fights, because I mean, these are mismatched in expectations. So for my sake, I'll be like, no. I assume that platonic relationship is a transitional thing to either a romantic end or to just conflict. That would be my take.
Okay. Mani Joseph Mui, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 UTC right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be back. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored platonic relationships. A very big thank you to the guests here, my colleagues, Shakur and Solomon Abo. And also on the phone I have, and I want to thank you very well from the City of God in Ghana, Na Amale Kote, a.k.a. Nyota. Thank you so much for your time. All right. And from Johannesburg, South Africa, thank you so much. Lucy Lovemore, thank you for your time, Lucy.
Thank you, Sandy.
Anytime. And from Nairobi, Kenya, the one and only Joseph Mani Muya, to Akuze founder, thank you so much for your time, brother.
You're most welcome, brother.
Sure. All right. And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be skin lightening. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for a discussion program, health chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's health chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
This is VOA News. I'm